Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm so excited to introduce you to Suzanne Dupuis and Sam Lambert from Escapism, a fully immersive original escape room experience in downtown Harrisonburg. Ready to put your skills to the test? Check out their Shock Collar and Three Nights of Terror escape rooms. Two more rooms are coming on board soon. Breathe and Toxic Attack. Rooms are private and have leaderboards where you can see if your team can beat others who dare to escape. Escapism is also available for private events and companies looking for a one-of-a-kind team-building solution. Welcome to the show, Suzanne and Sam. It's great to have you both on today.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. We're definitely excited to be a part of this. Looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. I've been looking forward to this ever since I saw the sign go up downtown. I was like, what? We're going to have escape rooms downtown. Who are these people? What are they about? And we need to know more. So when I popped in last week and met you, Suzanne, I was so ecstatic that you were interested to possibly come on. And now Sam's on the show too today. This is a super exciting day for us here at Virginia's for Laughers to share your story and what you do for the community with them. So I say, let's get into it. Here's my first question for both of you. Are you both from Harrisonburg?
So I'm not originally from Harrisonburg. I'm originally from Orlando, Florida. However, I've been here since 1997. So I've been here many years and I actually love it.
Oh, how about you, Sam?
So I'm originally from Harrisonburg, born and raised here and moved away a couple times, but keep coming back just because I love the Shenandoah Valley and it definitely feels like home. And out of all the places I've lived, I like this place the best. So reason I'm back.
That's excellent. And you two are engaged, right?
Yes, we are.
That's exciting. Congratulations to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. So if she's from Orlando and you've been in and out of Harrisonburg, both love it here. So where in the world did the two of you meet?
Well, actually back in 2014, my kids were going to PPU Elementary School, and that's where Sam's kids went too. And my kids were very interested in a program called Destination Imagination. And Sam was actually a coach. And so that's kind of how we met through Destination Imagination.
What in the world is Destination Imagination?
So Destination Imagination, which most people who know the program refer to it as DI, just short for those two letters. It's a STEAM-based program. You know, everybody's always heard of STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So DI incorporates the letter A into it, which stands for arts, because they believe that in order to convey engineering, technology, science, and math, you have to be able to talk, tell a story to convey it so other people understand what you're saying. My oldest daughter wanted to be a part of a team. We went to the elementary school meeting and sat, listened to everything, and in order for a program to take off or a team to be created, a parent or some sort of adult role model, whatever you might call that, has to step up and be a team manager. And it's a good amount of dedication. It's about a 7-month long program if you're able to compete at the last level. So my daughter kept begging and begging because nobody was stepping up. So I volunteered and obviously put a team together. Teams consist of anywhere between 2 to 7 kids. And Suzanne's oldest son just happened to be a part of that team the first year. And the second year I coached, her daughter was also a part of that team. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we met. And the program is a great program. If you have elementary school kids, I highly recommend you look into it. And of course, that program continues through elementary school, middle school, high school, and there's even college-based teams. So It's a great program to be a part of.
And it's Destination Imagination. Did I say it correctly?
You did.
Okay. So if they Googled it, they could find it. This is a national program, I take it.
It is national. It's actually worldwide. There's countries from all over the world that participate in it. I know some people, before Destination Imagination was created, there was Odyssey of the Mind. That is somewhat very similar, just DI is a much larger, competition-based program because it's all over the world. I think Odyssey of the Mind was nationally recognized.
That's amazing. So was it daunting to become a team manager? Do you have a big STEM background?
All right. So the really cool thing about doing that is you physically, mentally do not need to know anything.
Oh, great. I could even do it.
Everything about the program is kid oriented. It's kid based. So as for a team manager, all I did was just ask open-ended questions to the kids. You're not allowed to help in any sense. You're not allowed to give ideas. You're not allowed to do anything for the kids. It's all kid based. So if the challenge is creating an amusement park attraction, and then you have to tell a story around it, your job is just to pretty much ask questions. What rides would an amusement park be? What stands? And then the kids put everything together themselves. And then when it comes time to build, usually the scariest part of it, because all of our kids used a lot of power tools. So, you know, third and fourth grade kids running a skill saw, that's the scariest part. But if they wanted to cut a piece of wood, they had to cut it. I was just there for safety.
Yeah, that would be a little frightening for me too. I'd be doing, you know, Catholic background. I'd be doing my forehead in a cross formation.
And I'm glad I wasn't there actually watching my children use the saw, because I would be freaking out. So,
Lord, let them leave today with all their fingers and toes.
Yeah. Most parents found out via pictures what their kids did.
It's probably better that way. You know what? I love that you shared that, though, because I'm sure out there somewhere, you know, listening, there could be, you know, young students interested in something like that and parents wanting to support, but thinking or feeling they have to know a lot. And the fact that they don't have the support of the organization, that's encouraging and perhaps can get even more people involved. So thank you for sharing that.
Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this experience is kind of leading you to what you're doing today with the escape rooms at Escapism. I'm sure it has a part to play in it, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But in general, just to give someone a laugher who may be listening who's never done an escape room, how would you describe the experience?
So when you walk into an escape room for the very first time, it is a little daunting. It is a little overwhelming because for most people, even if you've done a handful, 10 or 15 escape rooms, it's figuring out where to start. Mm. So there's always some clue, puzzle that should be fairly recognizable. And then normally once you solve that, it kind of starts taking you down a storyline or a tale. And it should lead from one puzzle to another puzzle to another puzzle. And like I said, the most daunting part is just getting started. So if you've never done an escape room, at least for us, I know we always ask people if a group would like a little assistance, not necessarily giving the first puzzle away, but just kind of what to think about, what to look for. And, you know, we've had some people that have said, yeah, you know, we'll appreciate a little guidance in the beginning. And then we've had some groups that come in and say, we've never done one and we want to do everything by ourselves. So, and the nice thing is, and I believe most escape rooms do it, is that they give hints. You know, obviously if you get stuck somewhere, we don't ever want a group, a person to ever be frustrated, to be bored. So we tell everybody, you know, if you get to a point where you're struggling a little bit or you just can't figure something out, don't ever hesitate, ask for help. You know, our hints are never answer-based. We'll never give you the exact answer that you're looking for. Our hints are still somewhat cryptic, so it still allows you to think through the puzzle to find the answer. And usually, I believe most of our escape rooms have about 9 to 10 puzzles in each individual room, and all of our rooms are multiple room escape rooms. So minimum you're going to see is about 18 or 19 puzzles.
Mm. You said multiple room escape room. So I just want to get my head wrapped around that. So let's just take one experience has multiple rooms is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So that's part of the puzzle is going through these different rooms or solving it and escaping. Okay. That's fantastic. Why did you guys choose downtown Harrisonburg? Did you look elsewhere?
Suzanne, you can go ahead.
He was going to give this one to me.
Surprise.
So why Harrisonburg? Well, I mean, in all honesty, we always thought that, you know, we just wish there was just, there's great things like the arcade and there's lots of restaurants and there's a lot of foot traffic downtown. And we kind of wanted to add a little bit more entertainment. So if people are walking downtown, they're going to restaurants. Oh, wow, there's an escape room, you know, and so let's do an escape room. So we chose Harrisonburg, the downtown Harrisonburg, because it's just very convenient. There's a parking garage there, you know, and it's just centrally located. So that is one reason why we chose downtown. So, Sam, if you would like to add anything to that.
So certainly. So when we originally thought of the idea, you know, we looked at other places, you know, we looked out by the mall, obviously, you know, you're looking for real estate that has good visibility, and it came down to it where we wanted to be a part of a destination and not the actual destination. And we knew that downtown Harrisonburg has grown. The Downtown Renaissance Program has done great things over the past 5-10 years. Really, really revitalized downtown. And like Suzanne said, there's things to do. You have the regional library, you have Cat's Cradle, you have a bunch of great restaurants downtown, local food, Ruby's Arcade. And when we thought about it, there's, you know, because we've always done it, you know, we're adults, we like to go out, you know, grab dinner. And then what else is there to do? And it's either one, go see a movie, go to Ruby's, go to a bowling alley. And it's like, you know, there's just not really a whole lot else as a activity-based venue where you could go have some fun. So we thought, why not be centrally located in downtown where a lot of activity is already going on?
I think that was genius, by the way. And where are you located? I'd love for you to describe that. I know, but if you all could share that with the laughers, that'd be great.
So we are at 29 West Water Street. So we are very close to the parking garage. If anyone is familiar with the ice cream place.
Are you gelato?
Yeah. And Wonder Skate Shop. So if you pass Bella Gelato, and we are kind of in between the vintage shop and Wonder Skate shop. So if you just kind of go to the door, we're kind of the back of that building.
Which I also think is very genius. Yes, Sam?
So it's almost like an escape room just trying to find us. Yes. Because it is a long, narrow hallway that then opens up into our escape room company.
Yes, I was going to say that. So thank you for sharing that, because that is one of the neat things I feel about the experience is just going to your front door. You're, you know what I mean? You're just trying to get there, which is really great. What's interesting to me, too, is that I have learned that some escape rooms actually will hire out a company to come in and build them for them. This is an actual part of the industry. But then I found out, and just getting ready for this interview, that you all build your own escape rooms. So I'm very curious, where do you draw your inspiration from to come up with the names for the rooms and the puzzles inside them?
I'm going to let Sam answer this because kudos to Sam. It is really his his origination, his imagination. So I'm going to let him answer this one.
Excellent.
So we knew that we were going to have a minimum of four rooms. So creating the rooms, we just tried to figure out what were four themes that we really enjoyed doing. And then what were also amongst those themes, what were rooms that we have not done yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we usually go, the horror rooms are always the scariest and also usually the most difficult. So we knew that we needed to have one of those. So, which is where Three Nights of Terror grew from. We've never done a prison-based room. So I wanted to create one of those just because I knew that there would not be any kind of outside inspiration from us doing another one of those rooms and bringing any kind of ideas in. So that room was completely all original with no preconceived notions from, you know, us doing a prison-based room someplace else. And those two rooms are escape-based rooms. So you're trying to escape. And the other side of that is in escape rooms, there's escape-based and there's task-based rooms. And a task-based room is where you're not necessarily trying to get out of the room. You're trying to complete something in the room in that time frame. So you're not really trying to get out of a door. You're just trying to prevent something or create something while you're inside of that room. And I don't believe that we've ever done any task-based escape rooms. Every room that we've always done has always been, we've got to get out, we've got to get out, we've got to get through the last door. So we knew that the other two rooms that our space has, we wanted to do two task-based rooms, which is where Toxic Attack and Breathe kind of created themselves from. Toxic Attack being that room is a military-based lab installation, where one side of the room is an office space, one side of the room is a virus creation, and there's a bomb. So you're trying to find and disarm the bomb before it goes off, all while trying to secure all the viruses. So you're not really trying to get out of that room. You're trying to stop a bomb from going off. And then in our fourth room, Breathe, that is another task-based room where you're on the planet Mars in a lunar module and the air scrubbers have cut out. So you're trying to restore the air scrubbers before your oxygen runs out in 60 minutes. So once again, you're not really trying to escape that room. You're trying to solve a dilemma in that room. So that's where, you know, we wanted two rooms that you had to escape from. We wanted two rooms that you didn't have to escape from. And yeah, that's just where it all started from.
I did not know that. I thought, this is why I do these interviews, because I learned so much. I thought all the escape rooms out there were escape oriented. I didn't realize there were task oriented rooms as well. So the first two that you all have in there that are escape oriented is the Shot Collar and Three Nights of Terror then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So can you describe the difference between those two experiences? The Shot Collar. So the Shot Collar is the prison-based one, I guess?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. And basically the thing behind that is you are prison inmates and you're trying to escape. And you're also trying to help your fellow inmates escape as well. And that is our 60-minute room. Our Three Nights of Terror is a little bit different. It is a 90-minute room. And as far as we know, we are the only one in Virginia so far with a 90-minute room. And that Three Nights of Terror consists of three rooms. And it's basically, if you think about people's fears, okay? And you go in one room and you have to try to get out into the other two rooms. So the difference between the two is Shot Collar has a lot when, and Sam might want to jump in on this one. Sam, you want to talk about the different generation and explain that, the difference between Shot Collar and Three Nights of Terror?
Certainly. So in escape rooms, you have three, as of right now, there are three different types of escape-based rooms where it comes to talking about generations of technology. So generation one room is a lot of locks. Well, it's solely based on mechanical locks. So combination lock, dial locks, spin locks, but everything is mechanical. Generation two lock or generation two room usually involves some sort of electromagnetic stuff that holds things shut. You know, you will solve something and then a door will pop open based off of an electromagnetic lock that holds it shut, or a drawer will come open. And then a generation three room uses a lot more technology. So sensors, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of these new sensors that have come out for escape rooms. So you have temperature sensors where if something heats up or cools down, it'll trigger, sound decibel sensors, touch-based sensors. There's a lot of stuff out there. So all of our rooms are generation two rooms, with the exception of Three Nights of Terror. That is a generation three room. And we tried to incorporate more technology into that just so we could offer a completely unique experience with the 90 minutes, the three rooms that you have to go through, hence the words three nights, and then the over-the-top technology in that room.
Wow. Is the Three Nights of Terror super scary? I mean, someone has nightmare problems, for example, asking for a friend.
I think it's super scary. You know, we have a lot of our customers will ask about it too. And they feel like, I think they're afraid it's more like a haunted house where things are going to come out and touch you. Nothing comes out and touch you. It does get dim in there. Hence it gets night and day. There's a night and day cycle. So it does get dim in there, and there may be some jump scares and there's some noises. But nothing comes out and touch you. So it just all depends on what your own personal fears are.
Yeah, I would say Three Nights of Terror, it's not a gory room. We've done scary escape rooms where it's been gory. There's nothing gory in there. And it really just comes down to what your personal fears are. So if you know, it's not a big secret that the first room is clowns. If you're deathly afraid of clowns, might have a hard time getting out of that first room.
I'd be screaming down the hallway out into Water Street. Just some gelato to cool down. How many people can do an escape room and a maximum? What is that like? How do you all work that?
So for Shock Collar, minimum is two, and we have designed the rooms for a maximum of six people, just because we want to make sure that everyone is engaged. It seems like sometimes when you do have a large group of people, sometimes people tend to kind of stand off to the side, and we want to make sure that people are really engaged in the room. So that's kind of why it was designed for a maximum of six. However, we have had groups of 8, 10, and even 12. And the group of 12, we explained it for room issues, and we want to make sure everyone's engaged. They did not care as a family. They didn't mind just being all together really close. So they came in and they had a blast. And that was very, very fun to watch. When it comes to the Three Nights of Terror, our minimum is three. And about probably eight would be our maximum, although we have six on our website as far as our maximum. You probably can hold about eight in there and everyone would be engaged in the room.
Okay. And if someone needs help, right, are one of you in the room, or do you have a screen where you can see and someone punches a button and says, help us in here? How does that work?
We're not physically in the room, but we definitely, okay. We have a monitor. We have a game master room, and that's where we have a TV where we can see and hear what's going on in the room. So, and then they can just ask for hints through an old fashioned walkie talkie, or just ask questions, and we're there to help them if they would like some help.
That must be entertaining to watch these groups go through sometimes.
Oh, it can be, and it can provide a lot of laughs too.
Of course. People have a lot of fun. I'm wondering too, since you guys build these rooms yourselves, where do you draw your inspiration from to come up with the names for the rooms and the puzzles in them?
So the names, I hate to say it, I mean, the names just kind of popped into our heads. I really don't know how we came up with them. I don't even know if we discussed a bunch of other names and just deduced it down, or if it was, this is the name of the room. But the build outs for them, we start with a very large white sketch pad. And so for the escape based rooms, we knew that we wanted to come out of the door, and we knew that where we wanted to start. So it was just a matter of connecting puzzle after puzzle after puzzle and figuring out what was unique, what was fitting, because with any good escape room, it has to fit the theme, and you have to stay inside to make sure that the immersion feel like that. We want everybody to feel like you're legitimately inside of this room. Like if you're legitimately breaking out of prison, what would you need to do? What would you find? What would help you? So we wanted all the puzzles to kind of correlate with that scenario, because, you know, you can create a very, very good puzzle, but if it doesn't fit that or specific room or the specific scenario, you just got to be able to have the courage to say, I'm walking away from it, even though I might have spent 3 or 4 days designing this. I've got to walk away. We'll file it away, and maybe we'll use it in a future room or figure out a way to incorporate it somewhere else. So that's always been my toughest challenge, is creating something that you think is really cool, but it just doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. So, and then having to walk away from it and hope that you can figure out some place to use it down the road. So that's always been a challenge. But creating the puzzle flow and creating the puzzles, it just kind of came natural for the three rooms that were, you know, we shot Collar, Three Nights of Terror, and we're pretty far along with getting Toxic Attack ready to go. So those three rooms, the puzzle flow came fairly natural and just laid itself out in front of us. So it wasn't really tough. So I know a Toxic Attack, Toxic Attack has been a little bit more of a struggle, because this is the first time that we've ever done this, and we were not sure how well Shot Collar or Three Nights of Terror was going to do, since we have never done anything like it. We're like, all right, well, are the rooms going to be way too easy? Are people going to walk out and say, really, we just paid money to do this? And that's always a big fear when we first opened. And then after the feedback we've gotten, the people that have come out and said it's probably one of the best rooms that they've ever done, the bar has been set, and Toxic Attack now has been a little scary on the design side, because we wanted to make sure that it lived up to the same caliber that the first two rooms that we've done are. And we didn't, I mean, I hate to say it, we didn't really know what we were doing when we opened those two rooms. So now there's a preconceived, like, hey, this needs to be just as good as that. And I kind of have an idea of what we're doing now, and I just hope it lives up to that same caliber of a room. So.
Wow. So in talking with both of you today, I'm hearing, you know, we've never built these kind of rooms before. Is there some experience with escape rooms prior to this business? And building them?
Not as far as building. Okay. Why we got in this business is because we love escape rooms ourselves.
Okay. So,
but as far as experience with designing escape rooms before, no. But I have to give kudos to Sam, because it is really his mind and his creation. So
Yeah, it's really exciting that you do this and you build them out of your own inspirations to put them together. What is the installation process like to put in a brand new one? Like, how long does it take? And what do you have to take into consideration when you're putting them all together for the public to enjoy?
So you need to have A to Z figured out. So the puzzles, every puzzle A to Z, and then you need to figure out. So you sketch out an entire room and where every one of those puzzles will go in that room. So our biggest hurdle was building Three Nights of Terror. That room that we have that in was just one big open shell. So we built all the walls inside of that and segregated it off into, there's essentially four rooms in there because there's a little waiting room area. The group will gather. And when we built the walls, it was coming down to knowing where every puzzle was going to go, because we probably have close to 1,500, 1,600 foot of low voltage wiring run through all the walls. And you have to do that before you can start putting drywall up. So laying out where every puzzle goes. And essentially, we decorated the rooms on paper before we really built the rooms. And then, you know, once it's built, you just got to hope that it works, because we couldn't test the room until it was done. And that's where, you know, you're holding your breath the whole time, because you're like, if this puzzle doesn't go here, it's a huge undertaking to change where this puzzle is going to end up going. So with Three Nights of Terror, we took the space over on December 26th of 2021 is when we first walked into the door. And we spent the first 4 months building out 3 months of terror, and we were still not done.
Yeah.
So we knew that we were going to try and open all four rooms at one time.
Oh,
and then we realized that that might be a huge undertaking, since we've never run an escape room before. So we stepped back and we thought, hey, why don't we just try and open one room with a second room very shortly after the fact? So at least we'll have two rooms up and going. So Shot Collar, and I worked on three rooms all at the same time. So I was building out three rooms together, and we knew that Shot Collar was going to be an easier room to build. So I had gotten pretty far along with Shot Collar, and then needed a break from Three Nights of Terror just because of working on the same thing. So we finished up Shot Collar first, opened that room, and then 2 weeks later, we were able to open Three Nights of Terror because that's how close it was. So all in all, it took us about 6 months to build Three Nights of Terror out. It took about 3 months to build Shot Collar, and we're probably about 3 months in on Toxic Attack.
Yeah, you are very handy. Are you doing most of this building yourself?
Yeah, all of it.
Oh, where did you get these kinds of skills to build like this?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Just come naturally, I guess.
That's great.
So a lot of YouTube videos.
A lot of YouTube videos. That's right. That's the YouTube University. That's where we're all going right now. That's really great. Yeah, you have these two new rooms coming. Toxic Attack, it sounds like, is well on its way. And Breathe is next. When will they actually be in where we can experience them? And what kinds of challenges can the Laughers expect to encounter in these two new rooms?
So fingers crossed, we're really hoping that Toxic Attack will be open hopefully in about 4 weeks or so. Like I said, fingers crossed. And when it comes to Breathe, we're hoping by the end of the year. So, you know, we have this idea that we're going to open it by this time, but sometimes things just take a little longer, which is kind of like our whole idea is we thought we were going to open a little bit earlier than June. And no, it took a lot longer than we thought, which is okay. So our hope is Toxic Attack in about 4 weeks or so, and definitely Breathe by the end of the year.
Wow. So going into 2023, you're going to have all four rooms open.
That's our hope. And then we do have enough space for a fifth room. So our goal is to open our fifth room sometime next year.
Oh, this is so exciting. Do you want to give any hints or reveal the room yet? Or you want to hold on that?
I think we might hold on that for a little bit. I mean, we have a very, very creative idea for that room. Okay. We're hoping that it works, but we don't want to give anything away quite yet.
Okay, good. I like that. So that means they have to get in there and experience this and stay tuned and follow you. It's not just available, these escape rooms for individuals and families. You also offer it to companies that can book your escape rooms and for a team building experience. I'm curious, in your opinion, why do you feel this experience is so great for companies to build their teams?
So when you work with a group of people in an office space or a corporate setting, or even in a school per se with teachers and stuff like that, normally you try and make friends while you're at work. You don't ever go into a company with your friends. So when you're trying to build a relationship, you know, if you can do anything to have an experience outside of the typical work atmosphere, you build a tighter bond with the people that you work with. So, you know, you might be able to laugh and joke at what so-and-so did yesterday at work, but you know, if you can put an experience together where you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people and you take them out of that work atmosphere, kind of let them be their own where they're not being monitored by a boss, a supervisor, or a manager, and then let them have some fun all while building that bonding experience, you just build a stronger morale while they're at work. And, you know, a high morale will allow you to hold retention a lot farther in your office space or your company, because if you have, you know, people who are not happy there, or people who, hey, I don't like Debbie over there, she's always on my nerves, well, maybe you need to find a way to build that relationship with Debbie or so-and-so. So as long as you can get a group of people out, you know, we're $29 per person. I think for a company to invest $150 or $200, it seems like a minimal investment to have a tighter bond with their coworkers, you know, and hopefully give you a higher production from them while they're at work. And the best thing about it is the team building atmosphere, you know, doing an escape room, it makes you use communication. You have to be able to talk to everybody else in the room. So if you are over there solving one lock and I'm over here solving another lock, we need to know what we used in order to solve those problems. So we have to be able to talk. You know, there's communication based. It opens up creative thinking. So depending on what you're doing for work atmosphere, if creative thinking, you need to have problem solving skills. So, you know, all those ideas come into play for an escape room, and it builds on that when you go back to work. You know, you can always do a team building activity by going bowling, but that's really, you're not team building there. You're just out having a good time where you're not having to talk with everybody else that you're there with. You know, you still have your own little cliques that maybe, yeah, I'm going to hang out with Joe and you're going to hang out with Bob, and we're not going to really participate together because we're on two separate teams. Or at least with an escape room, you're almost forced to communicate with everybody in that room. And it's always a good experience. Everybody comes out laughing. Everybody comes out having a good time. So we think it's highly productive for groups to come in and do it. And the nice thing is that we know companies and organizations, you know, most places are open 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, 9 to 6, something like that. So our hours are 1 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. But we can always arrange for an earlier time slot to accompany or incorporate businesses' hours. So if you wanted to come and do an escape room at 9 a.m. in the morning before you know, your group A got started at work, and have them back to work by 10 or 10:30, we could obviously do that to facilitate the business. So we're very flexible when it comes to team building because we believe in it.
That's really amazing. So they can book after hours on the weekends too, or
are you correct? Yeah, we have Saturday and Sunday hours, and the best thing to do, our website doesn't allow that, but the best thing to do would just be to give us a call and Suzanne can schedule anything in and open up rooms and stuff like that for those companies.
Okay, great. And then you also offer your escape rooms if somebody wanted to have a birthday party type of event. How does that actually work? Can you share with us, Suzanne, a little bit about that?
Sure. And we've actually had several groups where it would either be an adult's birthday or a child's birthday. And it's good to know ahead of time, because what we do is we just put something just a little bit special in the room that they kind of discover while they're solving some puzzles. So it's just a little special added touch that we do for the birthday person.
And same like the companies that are interested in booking you, they should call you to make those arrangements for the birthday party type events also?
Yes, definitely call. And one thing I wanted to add about the companies and team building is we've actually had companies where, because you can only fit so many people in the room, they've actually had competitions. And so of who can number one get out, or who can get out the fastest. So it adds a different level of fun to that as well. So it's been a lot of fun to watch companies trying to compete, the groups compete, if you can do it faster than the other.
Yes, that is such a great idea. I'm glad that you shared that. Also reminds me to have us talk a little bit about the leaderboards. That's an actual tab on your website. Can one of you speak on the leaderboards a little bit and how that works?
Sure. So basically, you're just trying to get out the fastest. And in order to be on the leaderboard, so we have a top 10. And so we always communicate to the groups coming in that they have to escape by a certain amount of time to reach our leaderboard. And usually we give the 10th place time. So they have to actually beat that to get on the leaderboard. But with that, it's not so much of getting out by a certain time, but you have to ask for 3 or less hints. So that makes it a little bit more challenging. So it just makes it a lot more fun. And that's what people try to do. They try to get on the leaderboard. And yeah, we've actually had teams who didn't make it on the leaderboard and they wanted to make it on the leaderboard. So they came back. And of course, you know, they had a faster time. So that was their goal, to get on there, and they made it. So, yeah, this has a little bit more fun and a little more challenging.
I think so. I'm glad you said that, because I can see my husband and I going in there shooting for that. And then if we needed to come back, get our names on there, we certainly would.
We actually had a team who is our first place team, and they've been with us for a couple times. And they told us before they left, they said, if anybody beats our time, call us, because we're coming back.
I love that so much. This is so much fun you're bringing into our downtown community. I'm loving it. And I'm wondering if you have plans to expand in the future beyond your current location.
So we do have plans. We're not necessarily right now looking for a second location, but we realize that how intriguing downtown Harrisonburg is. So we're looking to expand in a different atmosphere. So right now we have, you know, our 4 rooms that we're planning on having by the end of this year, with a 5th room coming next year. But what we're working on, along with the physical build outs of rooms, is we're working on virtual, using outside all of downtown Harrisonburg as an outdoor escape scavenger game.
Woo!
So we plan on having 3. We're trying to have 3 launched by early fall of this year, and it's not going to happen, unfortunately. So we're going to try we should have them launched by early spring, because it is an outside-based game. So we know it's definitely more prevalent in the warmer, conducive months instead of when it's snowy or rainy during the wintertime. But we will have 3 essentially escape scavenger-based games. Right now we're trying to figure out the legal term to name one of them, just because we don't want to have any troubles with ABC laws, but we're going to have a pub crawl. Ooh. And it's all cell phone based. So you would come to us, you download the app, we give you the code, and then you and a group, and the group, and that's the nice thing, it'll be a one set fee, and your group can be as little or as big. You know, it could be just one person who wants to go on this, or it could be a group of 20 of you that wants to go on this, and it'll use your cell phone along with augmented reality on your phone. And it will take you through. So the pub crawl will take you to all the local downtown bars and breweries. That'll be one. We'll have another one that will be children based. It'll involve the Children's Museum, Cat's Cradle, Shirley's Popcorn, you know, Bella Gelata. So certain things like that, we'll have to actually go inside of these, you know, the regional library and figure stuff out. And then we'll have another one for tourists that'll involve all of the historical sites that downtown Harrisonburg has. So, and it's one of those things that you can do at your own pace. You know, you're not limited to 60 minutes. So if you want to take your time, you can do that. It'll be a bunch of riddle-based stuff. And then the augmented reality will use your cell phone's camera. And when you scan something specific in one of these locations, the screen will change and it will augment over to give you the next clue or the next puzzle that will then take you to the next venue. And we've been around, we've talked to a bunch of the businesses, the locations. They're very excited because obviously we're driving more customers to their businesses. We're driving more people to these sites. So, and we're just opening up the door to more people to experience downtown Harrisonburg.
That is so great. Maybe I should send them to an X2 comedy show.
We can definitely do it. We've been contacted by JMU to have that as part of their, you know, incoming freshmen.
Yeah. So
JMU is looking for us to do something where it involves like all the spots for that they want the freshmen coming in to be able to experience all the different places on campus and learn about it. So, you know, it's the limits are endless with that possibility. I mean, we can do anything with that.
Yes, because we do have shows at Court Square Theater. Just saying.
She's just putting
that
in.
Out there. With your creative self, Sam. Oh my gosh. Well, that is super exciting. I'm looking forward to that coming online. This is really providing a much more interactive activities-based experience for people that come either live in the area or come to visit our area. And it was very much needed to have this kind of business. So I'm thankful for the two of you to put your time, energy, love, and passion into what you're doing. So as we wrap up here, can you share with the laughers how they can follow Escapism on social media or otherwise to get more information?
Sure. Well, we obviously have a website, www.escapismva.com, but we also have Facebook page as well. So they would just have to find us, Escapism Escape Rooms. And that's where we we have groups that come through and we take pictures of them and everything. So we definitely post and we try to add some funny little comments to them as well. But as far as any updates or anything and future rooms opening, that would be the place on our Facebook page for them to follow us. And we will be giving updates for that as well. So we do have an Instagram as well, and that's where we post our pictures. But Facebook is where we'll definitely have any updates for our future rooms.
Excellent. Laughers, we'll be sure to put that information for you in the show notes as well. And thank you, Suzanne and Sam. This has been super fun to learn more about all things escapism in downtown Harrisonburg. I love escape rooms. They are so much fun. And it's so exciting that we have one right here in our city. It's been great speaking with both of you today. And I'm looking forward to checking out all your escape rooms, and now the VR experience that's coming down the pike. That's also very exciting. So thanks again for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. We're definitely grateful to be on, and we look forward to seeing all of your laughers in our rooms. And yeah, I mean, we couldn't be happier with what we're doing, and we're glad that you're a part of it now.
Me too. I feel like I'm a part of Escapism family now.
Welcome.
Yay. Laughers, you can get more information and book your escape room, a company team building, or private event by visiting their website at escapismva.com. That's escapismva.com. Remember them also if you need a unique gift, because you can purchase a gift voucher and give in a fun experience gift with memories that last. We'll be sure to put all their info in the show notes as well. And of course, lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.